My own experience is that too many expectations right at the beginning later become a source of disappointment and failure. From the very beginning, you need more determination, and it does not matter if it takes eons. When it comes to doing something that is right, time does not matter as long as every day of our life becomes useful. That is the purpose. Time is not important. If it is a painful experience, time matters. But if it is a joyful experience, it does not. Then, even a longer time span is better. Just as you calculate how successful your business was at the end of the day, and you count in terms of monetary value, similarly, at the close of the day, you should check as to what kind of life you have led, whether it was a positive or negative one. That is the basis of the daily practice. Beside that, you could do some chanting and recitation. If someone has a sufficiently advanced background, one can also engage in tantric practice. However, without proper preparation and foundation, to merely visualize some deity is just mental projection and of no use. This is the process by which we should make our daily life more meaningful. Normally, the practice is categorized into two levels: the practice in the session of meditation and the practice in the post-meditative state. When you are in the session of meditation, you are recharging your batteries. The purpose of regaining your spiritual energy is to enable you to use that energy in your daily life, even after the meditation. So the crucial thing is that when you deal with real life, whether you are a teacher, nurse, doctor, politician, or in any field, the challenge comes at that moment. That is the real practice. The real test of your practice can be checked by how you live your life and how you deal with your daily affairs. When you engage in your particular individual work, you might frequently encounter certain opportunities to manipulate and deceive other people, and to engage in certain negative acts. Even though you have such an opportunity at your disposal, remind yourself of the need to refrain from such negative acts. The real practice is to refrain from such acts. Now let us look at the major practice at the time of death. First, once you decide that your practice is to take eons and several lifetimes, that itself gives you a new outlook on death. There are, of course, many explanations as to why the more subtle mind always remains. There are many reasons for the existence of the subtle mind. As far as the subtle mind is concerned, there is no beginning and no end.